On the line, we have Michael Fitzpatrick. He's the executive director of the Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership. Michael, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Very good. There is a special event going on tonight at Crusher Stadium. I believe it is called Manufacturing Night with none other than the Crushers.
Nailed it. First try.
I tell you what, I didn't even practice it. It just spewed right out. So tell us about
it. I'm really glad you guys are having me on. I appreciate the time, and thanks for mentioning the event. Yeah, this event that we got coming up, it's tonight, July 14th, and there's a job fair from 5 to 6:30. And one of the things I think a lot of folks don't know is that the manufacturing industry is alive and well and growing. With that growth comes some demand. So there are a lot of folks out there who, they're not sure what they want to do for their next gig, or maybe they want to change careers. Either way, there's nothing so dangerous that can't be talked about. So my suggestion is, if you're one of those folks who's looking to, consider your next options, I would say come on out to the Crusher Stadium between 5 and 6:30, and maybe you're going to discover your path to success. And wherever you are in your journey, I promise you that there's a logical entry point for you into manufacturing, and you're going to find out that the positions are in demand, and that you can probably fill it. These folks are willing to train, so don't worry about not knowing the business. They are willing to invest in you. So that's basically what I wanted to come on and say. It's going to be a fun time, and I will also mention, because I feel like this is important, that a lot of the manufacturers who are going to be represented there tonight will have extra tickets to the game. So what I've been telling people is, come for the job fair, but stay for the game.
Michael, just so you know, you're kind of cutting out a little bit, sort of in and out. We're hearing most of it. Just be aware of that.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, that was a great oh, no. I heard every bit of that. So just something to be aware of. Who are some of the companies who will be there tonight?
Yeah, we've got a whole host of folks. Off the top of my head, we've got AJ Rose. We've got a company called Avient. The Nordson company will be there. Progress Rail, which is a Caterpillar company. Rydell, who makes the football helmets. Everybody knows Rydell will be there. Rigid, who makes tools. If you've ever been to a Home Depot or a Lowe's, you've seen Rigid tools. And Togus will be there. They make plastic things. So if you've ever bought a blender, for example, chances are that blender had parts that were one example of a product, but I know that they make all kinds of products. But anyway, all those companies and more will be represented this evening. So a lot of folks to talk to and a lot of conversations to be had.
Michael, I know manufacturing to some sort of means hot conditions, standing on your feet all day, lifting heavy loads, but I'm thinking based on the companies you just mentioned, that's not the case here.
Yeah, so I'm really glad you say that, because I think one of the great myths that manufacturing has to wrestle with is what I call the D's, that it's going to be dull, dirty, dingy, dangerous, dark, all these things that you kind of pointed to. And I will tell you that modern manufacturing, if you go into the steel industry, chances are you're still going to experience some of that. But most manufacturing these days isn't that. They have to change with the times, and the kind of specifications that they have to deal with and the kind of work that they have to do requires a degree of precision and a degree of cleanliness. I promise you, is there going to be some physical work? I'm confident that there will, but there's also lots of working with cobots, which are robots that help you do your job, or working with CNC machines that help you make precision cuts. Yeah, the days of it being, kind of what we imagine manufacturing to be are in the background. They're in the rearview mirror.
Michael, with a job fair like this, what should people bring or maybe not bring to a job fair like this, in that they'll be talking to a number of manufacturers?
Well, you certainly can bring a resume if you want, but honestly, this is just a conversation. So this is them having a chance to chat with folks about what a career in manufacturing might look like, what a job in their organization might be. And I want folks to think of it as a little more casual than they might normally. Don't be nervous, basically. Don't worry about coming in your, in a suit and tie. Come as you would come to a ball game. Have a good time. Come relaxed. You're just having a conversation, and who knows where it might go from there. But don't worry about impressing. Just just come to, you know, come with an open mind and a willingness to learn. And chances are it will lead somewhere.
This sounds like a great idea. Do you think that you're going to do this again, maybe invite some other companies or maybe have some of these companies return again?
Absolutely. I will tell you, I was having a conversation with the Crushers on Monday, and this is our first at-bat, joke absolutely intended, doing this. And, you know, we've had success right out of the gate, companies getting what this was about. Part of this is a job fair. Part of this, we're going to have all representatives from those manufacturing companies out just for a day at the ball game. So a lot of workers from those companies will be out with their friends and families just to celebrate having a job in manufacturing and what that means, kind of highlight manufacturing in and around Lorain County. So there'll be a lot of folks wearing the colors of their company, so to speak. But will we do it again? Almost definitely. This is going to be the first of what we hope will become a tradition of doing this.
And Michael, before we wrap up, how would you describe the state of manufacturing in Lorain County?
I would say that it's growing. Manufacturing is the number two industry next to agriculture in Ohio. But what there is a definite disconnect with the public understanding of it, that there are opportunities there. So there's a real opportunity for folks to get jobs. There's somewhere between 8 and 12,000 unfilled jobs in Northeast Ohio. I did a quick Indeed search this morning just in case that question came up. I found over 1,000 open positions within 25 miles of Lorain. So, you know, opportunity abound. Really what we have to do is fight the myth that either it's not there or that it's a job you don't want. These are good jobs. These are well-paying jobs. There's room for advancement and for education. So, if you know, like I said, get in on the ground floor. Sky's the limit.
And again, this is going to be tonight at Crusher Stadium.
It is. You've heard about it just in time. If you're hearing about it and you didn't know about it before, you will find it 5 to 6:30 at Crusher Stadium. If you're looking for more information or you forget some of what's said tonight, go to LCMSP, which is Lorain County Manufacturing Sector Partnership, LCMSP.org, or frankly, just Google Manufacturing Night with the Crushers. We've been all over social media. It'll be hard to not find it.
Michael, thank you so much for coming on today. We'll definitely do it again as this progresses.
Oh, thank you guys for having us, and I hope to see some of your listeners out tonight. I'll be at the game, and as will our employers.
You got it. Take care.